Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we'll be looking into the background story of Peace, Perfect Peace. Peace, Perfect Peace, 1875. One of Fanny Crosby's favorite poems was, "I think that life is not too long, and therefore I determine that many people read a song who would not read a sermon." Be that as it may, one is hard put to decide whether John Wesley's sermons were the inspiration of Brother Charles's hymns, or whether it worked the other way around. But we know without a doubt that it was a sermon preached one Sunday morning in August 1875 by Canon Gibbon, the vicar of Harrogate, England, that inspired a visiting minister to write Peace, Perfect Peace. The visitor was Reverend Edward H. Bickersteth, vicar of Christ Church, Hampstead, who was spending the summer holidays at Harrogate. Canon Gibbon preached from Isaiah 26:3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." And his message had a profound effect on the 50-year-old visitor. That very Sunday afternoon, Bickersteth visited an aged dying relative, Archdeacon Hill of Liverpool, and found him troubled and concerned about his impending death. To comfort him, the minister quoted the text of the morning sermon and spoke of the strength he had received from the message. "What did he say about this perfect peace?" the older man asked. He explained that in the original Hebrew, the verse read, "Thou wilt keep him in peace, peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." "Peace, peace?" the dying man asked. "Yes, he told us that in repetition the Hebrew writer conveyed the idea of perfection. The translators of the Authorized Version of 1611 knew that the Hebrews wrote in this idiom, so instead of repeating the word peace twice, they translated it so all could understand what was in the author's mind. Hence, perfect peace. To further bolster the faith of his friend, the visitor quoted verses from the 19th Psalm and repeated some of the stanzas he had written on them, which began, "O God, the rock of ages, who evermore hast been, what time the tempest rages, our dwelling place serene." Later, the conversation drifted back to the morning sermon. The older man kept repeating the verse from which the minister had preached, grasping at the words in a desperate effort to strengthen his own faith in the face of death. "What else did Canon Gibbon say about this perfect peace?" he asked. "He showed us the difference between tranquility, the absence of storm and strife, and peace, the ability to weather the storm and strife, this Christian peace being an active possession, not a passive mood, a conviction of the mind as well as condition of the soul." Picking up his prayer book, the minister read the Collect for Peace. "O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen." Throughout the conversation, Dr. Bickersteth felt the urge to write, so when his friend dropped off to sleep, he took up a sheet of paper and then and there began to write down several stanzas. Taking the idea of peace, peace, meaning perfect peace, he combined the teachings of both and formed the phrase, peace, perfect peace. The first line of each stanza asked a question, implying that there were too many obstacles to the attainment of such peace. The second line of each stanza answered the questions with an affirmation of faith that could not be denied. When Mr. Hill woke, the author read the stanzas to him and rejoiced when they brought comfort to his troubled heart. When he returned home later that afternoon, as the family gathered for their customary tea, the father said, "Children, I have written a hymn," and he read his new stanzas in their hearing, beginning with these beautiful lines, "Peace, perfect peace. In this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace, by thronging duties pressed, to do the will of Jesus, this is rest." Little did he dream that his verses would comfort his own heart, but they did, when he was the chief mourner at the grave of one of his preacher sons, Bishop Edward Bickersteth of South Tokyo, who was buried in Chiselton in 1897. After serving with distinction as Bishop of Exeter and publishing more than 12 volumes of prose and poetry, he died in London in 1906 in full possession of the Peace, Perfect Peace, about which he had sung so eloquently 31 years before. This has been Rex Bridges reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Bookhouse Company. Used by permission of Baker Bookhouse Company.